ABC News.
Research tells us that men rely really heavily on their work to fulfill a sense of achievement and self-worth. So while we've hoped that the trope of being a provider died out with the previous generation, I think there's still a lot to worry about when it comes to the risk of unemployment really affecting men's mental health negatively.
And I suppose, well, you can tell me that maybe men are less inclined to get on the phone and describe how they feel to their mates, perhaps the same as women might do.
Exactly. And I think that there's actually been a shift, thankfully, in the new generation, in that, virtual Skype and Zoom sessions amongst friends is something that young guys are pretty good at these days. But we're really used to instrumental support, that is, face-to-face, going out, kicking a footy, and relating with one another and supporting one another in that way.
And I suppose the whole thing about a routine is out the window. Men and women, all of us, are used to getting up and going to work and really having a structure to the week that we've become used to for so long. And what you're saying, I suppose, that the lack of this can also impact on men's mental health.
Precisely. And I think we've known for years that poor mental health and suicide in men is uniquely predicted by certain risk factors, including unemployment, social isolation, financial distress, and that's in comparison to women who have typical, depression and anxiety symptoms more commonly that impact on their mental health. So right now, we've got a number of these factors that are already here or on the horizon for a huge number of guys, while at the same time, their usual avenues of contact and connection are slowly slipping away. So we need to reach out and support one another in this time.
Have you got any suggestions of some strategies that men might employ during this time to sort of keep them on an even keel?
Definitely. I really think that they need to make the call. There's really no excuse for calling your mate if he's just lost a job. If you can really reach out to someone, you should be checking in, because stubbornness or fear or discomfort really shouldn't be things that are holding us back at this time. Because rich bonds are the things that are going to keep us going.
What about exercise? We hear so much about the fact that we're still obviously allowed to exercise. Does that help too with mental health?
It definitely does. Exercise and diet are known to be awesome ways to keep your mental health above board. And so I think that you're allowed to go out and hang out with one friend. So going out and kicking a footy in the park with one other person right now, I think is going to be really good for both you and him.
ABC News.